"I'm naked," she said, her voice quivering. She squinted at the bright lights above her, then lifted her head to scan down her body. "Oh my God, somebody shaved me!" "What is going on?" she asked the brightly lit but empty room. "Where am I? Why am I like this? Is this a hospital? An operating room? Am I dead?" From somewhere out of her field of vision, she heard a door whoosh open softly and the skittering sounds of feet approaching. She stared in silent horror as a short being with wrinkled gray skin and large black eyes walked up and stood beside her.
"Who? What?"
she tried to ask. The being made calming motions with its free hand while holding up the instrument once again for Muriel to see.
"I don't know what that means."
The gray being wagged its head from side to side, pressed a sequence on the screen, then passed the glowing instrument over Muriel's head and torso. She immediately felt a warming glow settle over her and began to calm down.
"What did you do?"
she slurred, having difficulty focusing her eyes.
"Whatever it was, I feel really good right now. I think I want to sing. I'm not very good at it. In fact, my husband used to say I had a voice like two seagulls fighting. But I feel a song in me trying to get out."
The gray patted her on the shoulder, then turned and began to walk away.